So hello, everybody, and welcome to our quarterly review for ERC. Can you believe it's been 3 months since we started? It just flies by. Hey, Gary. So it's basically, September, October, November, and now we're in December. So we're about halfway through. So it's really, I like to do these calls on a quarterly basis to really do a quarterly check-in. So we always like to do our quarterly goals. And then check in, how did it go? Did you make reasonable goals? Some people make very unreasonable goals for 90 days, sorry. And then we adjust them for the next time. But here's my thing. And I learned this from a very wise person named, Dan Sullivan. And he basically said that here's our thing with goals. We want to have stretch goals, right? We want to have the goals be bold enough that it's not like, oh yeah, I can wait till 3 days before the goal and finish it up, right? That's not really a stretch goal. But we don't want it to be so big that, you know, like lifting an elephant, right? That's kind of ridiculous. Nobody's going to be able to do that ever, let alone in 90 days. So we want them to be bold enough, but we also need to give ourselves a lot of credit for how far we've come. So basically what we do is we look at, here's where you are, here's your goal, right? And so at the end of whatever the time period is, maybe you've made it this far, but you haven't made it here. Those of us who are perfectionists, who are self-critical and all that, we go, look at that. Look how far I am from my goal. I don't have three hands or I would demonstrate this better. Instead of looking like, look how far I've come, we're looking at how far I haven't come. So I want you to change your criteria for measuring your success. Your success is how far did I come versus how much more do I still have to go, right? Does that make sense? Does everybody? And it gives you and you celebrate and then you're joyful for yourself and you're grateful. And then it inspires you to work harder. Sometimes when we don't quite make it, we get defeatist. Oh, I'm no good, right? And you just give up. That's not what I want. So what I want us to do today is to go around the circle. And where's my notebook? I left it downstairs. Oh, I'll do it on my iPad. Is to go around the circle. I call it a circle. It's not really a circle. It's a rectangle. It's a square. Right now it's a square because there's nine of you on it. It's three by three. And I want you to give me an idea of what was that goal that you set back in September, and then how's it been going? What are you going to celebrate? Oops, it's not working either. What are you going to celebrate? And then what struggles have you had and how can I support you with that? But the first round is going to be, what was the goal? And what are you going to celebrate about that? About how close you came or about what you've accomplished along the way in 3 months, right? And 3 months is a really small period of time compared to a lifetime, unless you're a five-year-old. Then it's a very large period of time. But none of us are five-year-olds, last I looked, right? We all have a bunch of decades under our belt, right? So 3 months is not very long. So I'm going to start with, I'm just going to go around my circle in the order. Sometimes you pop around and it changes, but I'm going to start with Catherine. And just have you share with me, what was your 90-day goal? And celebrate some things. And I have a notebook I'm going to grab over here and use good old-fashioned paper and pen. Okay. All right. So does everybody understand what I'm asking you for? Yeah? Okay. Oh, I just, there we go. ERCQ1. Okay, Catherine. Okay, so what was your goal?
So I pulled out my notes and my 3 month goal from our call in September was to have the energy and everything to be able to have my house organized and decorated, move back into all the rooms I had cleared out to have new flooring done, and have my space set up for a dedicated exercise kind of space. Okay. I'm about halfway there. I didn't reach the goal, but I'm about halfway.
Awesome.
So awesome. Still a lot more to do, but.
Yes, but you had the energy to at least take action, right?
Right. So I've had the energy some days to do that.
Yeah.
And so making progress,
Absolutely. And
but
let me just say, in hearing that goal, I got tired, right? I was like, you were going to do all that in 3 months. Like, you moved out of rooms and you're going to move back and you're going to have your house all decorated. And that seemed like a lot. So I would say if you got halfway there, that's amazing. And I want to celebrate with you. What does everybody think? Yes. Yay. Way to go.
it's so nice to see everybody like with thumbs up and clapping. That's really like sends positive messages. So thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing. Wheaton.
Hello.
Hi.
My goal was to finish two photography series and get promo cards to interior designers. I'd say for both those series, I've made it about 80% on both of them. And I've actually, for the first time ever in my career, accepted the fact that it was okay for me to ask help and hire an editor. For very simple cut out and paste, but it was hurting my eyes, and I knew finally to accept that it's okay, which is a really big deal for me because I don't do
That's
that.
awesome.
Yes,
Yeah.
so I'm happy with that.
So that's actually two celebrations, right? The two celebrations. One is that you had the energy and this, you could tolerate doing that and you got 80% there. That's really good.
The shooting, not the editing, but yes, the
The
shooting, yeah.
shooting, right? The shooting. And the editing is all, I mean, your art is the you're the photographer, right? And so hiring somebody to do the editing is like, that's not a sign of weakness, that's a sign of strength, because then you're going to go back and do what your strength is, right? So I think you celebrating two things is asking for help, and let me know from somebody who has a hard time asking for help, that's a huge one. That's a huge barrier to overcome.
I felt like a 100-pound weight was lifted.
I bet.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
was.
So congratulations, way to go. Let's give her some thumbs up and claps and yes,
I
awesome.
say, can I add one more thing?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say a shout out to all of you, and especially Denise, who have been helping me on Facebook when I have my myriad of questions because there's no shortage of them. And I just want to say everyone has been so wonderful.
Great.
And thank you. Much
Yeah.
appreciated.
Great. Awesome. I love I love the community and I love how everybody's there for each other. And speaking of Denise, let's go, Denise.
Hi, everybody. So
Hey.
my 3 month goal was to limit how much wine that I was drinking on a daily basis. And I have. I'm so proud of myself. I'm actually not drinking at all in the house. If I do go out to dinner, I'm allowed one glass and I've been sticking with it. So
Awesome. Congratulations. I
yeah.
know that you've been struggling that with that for a while.
For a
It's okay.
while, yeah.
I'm tired. Let
Yeah.
me just
Three
grab my
pound
glass.
glass of wine,
Oh,
yeah.
whatever. Yeah. Awesome.
Did
Congratulations.
it. I'm so proud of myself. Yes. So
Awesome.
that's
Thank
it.
you. Yeah, that's awesome. It's a biggie.
Yeah.
All right, Rob.
Hello.
Hi.
I have quite a bit actually. So what I said last time was, what I was working on was cooking our meal preps. And I don't say, it's not going as fast as I'd like, true, but I am making progress. And
Awesome.
the reason I say that is because one of the other things I'm working on is improving my sleep. And I've been waking, and a lot of times I don't have to get up in the morning. I just sleep away. And I've been waking up with this wonderful dream. I dream that I feel healthy. It's a weird feeling.
Is the feeling healthy a weird feeling or dreaming that you're?
It's kind of like a high. It's like, wow, I just feel so good.
That's wonderful.
It's a bizarre feeling.
Before you go on, I really want you to sit with that feeling right now. Like right now, what is that feeling? Breathe and just let it permeate your body so that if you keep on accepting that that is true, it's not going to feel so bizarre. And then your message to your subconscious is that this is the way it is. Yeah, this isn't surprising. this is the new me.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
Yeah.
You had something else you wanted to
add? Yeah, just a little bit else. So the way I'm approaching this ERC is I'm following the roadmaps that you've given us. And so I'm working on not only sleep, but also right currently, I'm working on the toxins. A lot. And the more I learn about this, there's just a lot of improvement I can make on getting rid of toxins, you know, starting with the water and the air. So I'm working on getting water, a better water filter and a better an air filter.
Yeah.
Because it's very toxic around here, you realize. And it's probably contributing to the illness that I have.
Yeah.
So.
That's awesome. I love it. Yay. Yeah. Way to go. And you know, people just, we just... Sometimes when you're looking for answers, right? If you're going to a conventional medicine place, you're looking for a drug that's going to solve your problem or a surgery or procedure. If you come to a functional medicine or herbal person or, you know, something like this, a lot of times people are looking for, tell me what to eat. It's all about what I should be eating, right? And it's not just about what you're eating, right? The whole thing, that the whole seven pillars is there for a reason. And if you just skip one of them, right, you see what happens, the whole foundation cracks and crumbles. So awesome. And that's why we laid it out. That is like, okay, do this, now do this, now do this. So I'm so glad to hear somebody's using the roadmap, because I spent a lot of time and energy putting together a roadmap. And we've got four more handbooks to come out, because I'm actually going in a little bit more detail on each of those. So I think people are starting to catch up to me, because I had the three, I had it set up so that it, I went all the way through to the elimination diet, and then, you know, once there, anyway, we're going to get all those out there, because my assistant helped me, and all I have to do is proof what she did and light it up. So I'm excited. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for following the roadmaps. Glad. Rich.
Hello all. My goal for this particular last 3 months was to gain muscle mass and weight. Having just come off a summer of full outdoor activities, I actually lost weight, wasn't going to the gym where I normally work out with weight training with weights. And so I dropped down to a 138 pounds. So I was feeling scrawny. So that certainly was a goal to reach 145 was my goal. Yeah. Actually gain about 7 pounds. And I was actually able to do that within the first 2 months. And then I did the fast and feast, which was terrific. And obviously I wasn't getting in the amount of calories that I'm normal on getting in, because I'm also looking, trying to get 4 meals in within that window of 12 hours that we are looking at. And so it's hard for me to do that. So sometimes I just cancel out not getting in those calories. Or because I'm retired now, I get to sleep in. Like Rob, I get, I go to bed, I'm staying up a little too late, and I'll sleep in till, oh, I don't know, it's a good 9 a.m., 9:30, just casually get out of bed. So I didn't get my early breakfast in like I like to get in. Mm. You know, I used to get up around 5:30, and I had breakfast by 7. So on this new retired routine, I need to adjust that a bit. So I want to be able to get to bed a little earlier, try and get in my 8 to 9 hours. I like the 9 hours because I feel good after that. Yeah. And the other byproduct is I used to get up, oh, I don't know, 2 and 3 times during the nighttime having to pee. And so now I have been actually sleeping through occasionally and just getting up once. So I've been getting more of a complete sleep, which has been fabulous. I wake up with such gratitude when I actually slept through the night. I was like, yo, praise the Lord. I mean, it's like, wow, it's been such a long time since I was able to do that just normally and expect it. So that was a nice byproduct. So, but anyway, I lost about another, I don't know, I think it was 4 pounds. I think I'm down to 140, 141. So,
okay. So now you know how to do it. And Rich, I'm going to ask you to make me a promise.
Promises.
I ask people as a follow-up to fasting while feasting to do it once a month. Don't.
Not for me?
No.
Okay.
And if you do it on the higher caloric, like with the idea of yeah, I just don't think it's the right thing for you right now.
No, you're right. I've been trying to get in 2,500 calories in. And so that was a little drastic dropping down.
That was very drastic, right? Yeah. Yeah, I would go back to that.
Okay.
I make sure they're good calories, you know, like the food guidelines, but
yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's right for you to try. You can't be fasting once a month and trying to gain weight. Yeah.
No right.
Okay, great. Thank you, Rich.
All right.
Rachel.
If I can remember correctly, I believe my goal was to make it through the 1 year anniversary of my daughter's death. Mm. And I have to say that only by God's help and grace and the support and love of many, many, many people, including many of you, have conquered and overcome that. And I am going through with flying colors and feeling a whole lot better since I reached that. I just feel like this big weight is off of me and I can just really focus on ahead. I had to do a little bit of just not getting into it and just focusing on self-care and just easing my way through it. But I figured that's okay because I've done a lot previous to that and I'm going to go full force now. Yes. And so it was huge for me.
That's huge. And it's good to see you smiling and it's good to see, you know, that you are focusing on self-care because as a mom of five children, right? Or six?
Well, six but one in heaven. So.
Right. But as a mom of that many children that you've raised, you've been out of self-care mode a lot, right? Because it's always about other care. So to shift that focus and to help yourself and guide yourself through this, way to go. Yay. Hey, Rachel.
Thank you.
All right, Gina.
Okay, so I missed the first ERC quarterly call, so I wasn't sure about this 3 month goal. However, since I'm doing a quick catch up, my goal then was to get caught up with ERC stuff because I felt I was behind because I missed the quarterly call. I missed a few calls at the time. And so since then, I did get caught up. I did print the ERC roadmap that you did, Dr. Rita Marie. So that was great. I was also, one of the things I wanted to get done was the lab test.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually was able to pull that off at the last minute, you know, get all of the necessary lab tests done before that deadline or, you know, even before the lab review.
For the lab review.
Yeah, so I was so happy I got that done. So I felt like I moved from here to here, right? And then I was able to do some catching up. I mean, even though it's not the whole catch up, which is fine. And then as an added bonus, I got to meet with my coach and all the lab tests came in at that time. And we were able to synthesize as much as we can all of the information right then and there. And she gave me recommendations for the supplements. And I went away, went right ahead and ordered the supplements right away. And today is like my second week at least of taking them. And I feel great. I feel a lot better energy-wise. I know I still have a lot more improvements to do, but that's the other celebration, right? And then the other celebration, Dr. Rita, is that my hands are still releasing toxins. I'm still getting a lot of red spots now. It's a lot more so than a week ago when I shared this with you. It's all over or different parts of redness, pockets. And I did the soak or the bentonite clay last week. That helped. I can feel a little bit of release. Do I do that once a week? I guess that was my question.
You can do that every other day at the beginning to start. You know, if your skin, it's drying. So if your skin starts to get really dry, you know, when you're done, put on coconut oil to moisten them, just make sure. But I don't even see a problem with doing it once a day if you have time. It's time, but you can do that, definitely can do that regularly.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's a drawing, really... it's drawing the toxins out, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Yay, okay, let's do, way to go, Gina, yay.
Thank you.
Thank you. So CJ. There she is. Whoops, unmute yourself. There we go, you're good.
All right. I believe I was really new to, I was brand new to the program in September. I was brand new to trying to take charge of my health. So everything was terribly confusing and overwhelming. And so my goal was to get used to the program, get used to you folks, and, you know, to sort of figure out how to work the program. And I'm pleased to tell you that I feel much more comfortable with it. I have a problem of getting distracted and sidetracked with all of your goodies that you offer. You are amazing. And I just, everybody, we want to be in everything that you do and say. And so I didn't do the feast and fast. I set in on it all, okay. But I'm not sure I need to lose weight, and I'm not quite sure of where I am metabolically yet. So I didn't want to do it, but I did want to be part of it. And so I went through that with you. And, you know, I visit all your cooking shows and this and that, but I am going to have to be more like that other gentleman who put blinders on and just worked that roadmap, because I'm falling behind in that basic education. So that will be my new goal, is to try to stick to that roadmap, work it better, and maybe have to cut out some of all the other fun things.
Okay, so I'm going to step in here, and I'm going to just stick my two cents in here. Okay,
first, I'm so surprised.
You're. Yes, I do speak my truth. You're never behind, right? Because everybody's at a different place. You can give everybody this roadmap on day one and say, start. And some of you already done things along the way. So you're skipping, okay, got that. Oh, here's where I'm at. And others are starting at a different place, right? And so for Rob, he's talking about the toxins. He's spending time there. For others who already have a water filter and a air filter, that's not new stuff, right? They've already done that. Right? So everybody is going to be more working through that at a different pace, right? The other thing I want to say is, you used one of my no words.
Oh, okay.
Try. Okay. Oh. So try gives you an excuse to fail. I tried, right? I intend to is a much stronger way to say something. I intend to follow this. If you don't, you know, something comes up, something gets in your way, you didn't get it. Nobody's holding you to that and saying anything bad. But if you say, I'll try, then you go, well, I tried, but, you know, all these things got in the way. And it just, it's kind of like that excuse to fail. Okay. So no try, just intend, right?
Right. Well, this minute, that is my intention.
Great. I'm excited for that. Yay! And also, that's great that you listened through the fasting while feasting. And now you know how to test your ketones and your glucose. You can actually start that. And if you don't need to lose weight, it's okay to do the fasting while feasting. If you're already underweight and trying really hard to gain weight, it's probably not the best thing to do. Right? But it could help. I mean, it'll help with your blood sugars. It'll help with your growth hormone. It'll help with your insulin levels. It'll help with your immune system. So I don't think you're at risk of losing too much weight.
Right.
I mean, if you're at a normal weight and you lose 5 pounds, it's easy enough to put it back on. if you're below your normal weight and you're struggling to put it on and you have to eat 2,500 calories just to, you know, put on a little bit of weight, then it's, you know, it could be a struggle if you lose 3 to 5 pounds, right? So
right.
Yeah, I would recommend you give it a try.
I think I will. I will.
A try. There we go. Stop me, guys. I just did it. I said, give it a try.
I will.
Different context. Let's just do the Nike version. I recommend you just do it.
Just do it. I like that.
Great. Thank you. Yay. Let's go. Hey. And then roadmap. I mean, there's a reason for it, right? Because there's so much information there for a long time. People go, I didn't know that was there. I didn't know you had an eating for bone health thing. I didn't know you had a thing about dental health. So just go through the process. Go through the process.
I am going to.
Yes. Thank you. And ask whenever you have trouble, ask whenever you have questions. You've got the week monthly calls with your coaches. You've got the monthly nutrition coach group where one presents and shares with you. You've got calls with me. You've got the two actual Q&A calls with me that you can come to. And you've got Facebook and you've got what? You've got a lot. You got a lot of opportunities to ask questions.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I've been struggling with. I've got too much. But I do realize to ask questions when I do have your audience, I need to be doing the program. Right? Or else I won't have any questions to ask. And sometimes I do, you know, I do struggle with having pertinent questions. And I think of all these questions after we're off, but
Write them down and ask them next time.
I know I'm going to have to do that. But if I work your program step by step, I think that'll happen naturally.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I think it's great. Thank you, CJ.
Thank you.
Jenny.
Hi.
Hi.
I was looking back in my notes to try to find what I had possibly said my goals were, and I couldn't find anything. So that's not good.
Okay.
But I will say that, you know, so this is my second year, and one of the primary things that sticks out to me is my desire to wake up with purpose every day. And also, one of the things that, which I'm much closer to that than I have been in my past life. While there were periods of my time, it was wonderful that way. And then I was going through a real difficult stretch. And now I can say that I wake up each day and I feel like I have a direction. Sometimes I'm not sure what it is, but I don't feel like it's constantly spinning my wheels. But you know, one of the things that, so I got myself this better planner, and this has made me think about, well, is there anything measurable that I've done, or that can I look back and say, oh, I was here and now I've progressed steadily towards this specific goal or idea. And, you know, I would say that I've done a lot. I've done the elimination diet and the grand program, you know, so there are lots of elements, but what I feel I'm still lacking significantly is pulling those things together and having, making permanent change as opposed to, you know, going through something and being able to incorporate it for a limited amount of time and then kind of being wishy-washy on, well, is that something that I should do for the rest of my life? Is that a complete lifestyle change that I should be incorporating if there wasn't a significant problem caused by maybe the way I was eating or the way I, you know what I mean? Like I can't put my finger on something really specific in which I was a measurable thing. That doesn't make any sense.
So you're not seeing a direct cause and effect of I do this activity, I get this negative consequence or positive consequence.
Correct. Like it's like there was nothing that was horrible except for I can say that depression used to come and go a lot, but it's not anymore. I can say that.
That's huge.
And just waking up in the morning and having a better outlook on the day, feeling like there's purpose to what I'm doing is also significant. But then the incremental steps that have gotten me to this point, I don't know how to measure that. I know it's the program. I'm just not sure. There were so many different things that I've tried. I'm just not sure what part it was that has helped that part.
You bring up a really good point, because when you go to the doctor with a complaint of headaches or a joint pain or something, and they give you a specific drug, and if it works, you make that direct correlation. I had this, that. I'll give you an example that's kind of based in that same thing, but you may not see the direct. You go to the doctor, they'd run your tests, and they say, oh my gosh, your homocysteine is, well, that's not a good one. Oh my gosh, your C-reactive protein is super high. You didn't notice that your C-reactive protein was high. You didn't have a direct symptom. And you can do some things to get your C-reactive protein down and may not even notice anything, except that, whoa, you're at much lower risk of heart disease, autoimmune disease, et cetera. So, and the same thing with vitamin D, let's say, right? When people take vitamin D, they don't get a, whoa, that like changed my life. But when your vitamin D is low, it contributes to depression, it contributes to autoimmune, it contributes to blood sugar imbalance, it contributes to these things, but it's really hard to make that one-to-one correlation because it really is a, you know, one-to-many correlation, right? So I think that this is what you're seeing. Like, you had good habits to begin with. You had a few bad habits, but not many, right? But you fine-tune those and you say, well, can you make a direct correlation? And I think you might answer this differently, between stopping gluten and depression.
Probably. I mean, I probably very much so.
Because I remember you saying you had some bread or something and you couldn't believe how the next day you just were like unmotivated and blah, 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 right? But we don't make those connections because it's not like I eat bread and I'm running to the bathroom 15 minutes later.
Yeah. Yeah. And along those lines, I didn't realize that it could have been gluten the whole time, not just for the depressive episodes that I had, but also just periods of time when I just felt terrible. And I look back, like when we made the trip to Europe and all I was eating was pasta and bread, basically trying to stay away from other foods. And and my guess would be that when I came home and crashed, it had to do with the gluten part. But there was one other comment I want to make too, that when people speak of feeling behind and that sort of thing, I think for me personally, and I'm remedying this, I have, like I said, this new planner and I'm approaching it differently. But for me, I start feeling removed if I am not on the website, the Unstoppable website, doing something within the program, trying something, learning something. If I don't do that consistently on a weekly basis, regardless of what that activity is, I have to say I start feeling removed and mm-hmm. I don't like that feeling. So sometimes I wonder when people talk about feeling behind, I think it correlates directly with me. I might not feel behind because I have a better understanding of things, but I certainly start feeling removed.
Yeah. I like that. You feel out of circuit. So that's, So I like that because what that helps me to say is you're not behind. And as long as you're just moving forward, as long as you're taking step-by-step process towards, okay, like Denise, like letting go of wine. That was a huge, huge, huge step, right? For Rob, it's going to be like getting that clean water and clean air. Those are huge steps. So as you go through and you watch videos or you read stuff, you may go, yeah, I'm doing most of that, but let me measure my water. I think I'm drinking water, but let me measure and go, oh, I'm a little low. And a lot of symptoms can be caused by dehydration. Like there's a book called You're Not Sick, You're Thirsty, but they're subtle, right? We don't think about, because you don't drink water and then suddenly you feel like, you just got your new life. It's over time replenishing that you would start to feel better. And when it's slow and gradual, we don't notice it as much. And I'll go to one more story of the frog in the boiling water. You've probably heard that story, right? Whereas if you drop a frog into boiling water, it jumps right out, right? But if you put the frog in and you slowly turn the heat up, it can die because it doesn't notice the subtle changes. That same thing happens in the positive direction as well. Like suddenly you're like, whoa, look at this. Suddenly look at that. It goes either way, right? You don't just suddenly wake up unless you got hit by a Mack truck or had an accident or something where you just suddenly feel horrible, right? You just, it's gradual. It's gradual. And the same thing in the other direction. So the idea is to move at our own pace, not to make excuses and say, well, you know, I'm just going to, well, it's my sister's birthday, so I'll have chocolate cake then. And oh, well, it's a Halloween. I'm going to have one of those Halloween cupcakes. And oh, it's Thanksgiving. Because guess what, guys? Every single month of the year, you have an excuse for not starting if you use that as an excuse. And yeah, what is lifestyle? What is lifelong? You've identified based on your genes, based on your reaction, gluten-free is really a lifelong thing for you. It's not something to go back on. Getting off of, yeah.
I was just, and that's something that I can't say. For me, it's more about things like intermittent fasting and how frequently through the week and the elimination diet. I've kind of stayed on that in a lot of ways, wondering, well, should I be able to eat an egg at some point if I don't have a bad reaction to it? Or, you know, even though I primarily vegan. You know what I mean? Like
there's And you figure that out. Like there's certain obvious things that I don't know how many, I know I've talked to you about this, but where there's, I think of it as this, if you're in a farm and there's a barnyard kind of thing where the animals are, and there's like two pens, one on each side with the fence down the middle. And all of your right now, everybody lives in the, these are within my realm of okay to do. Like if you're on the standard American diet and you're just don't know anything about this stuff, anything goes. You may have a few things though that are on this other side of the fence, which is the stuff you never do. So maybe cocaine is over there, right? Maybe heroin is over there. Maybe smoking cigarettes is over there. Maybe drinking alcohol is over there for some. You have this side of the fence where you don't ever do this. And for most of the things that are there when you first come perceive of this is like, oh yeah, it's a natural. Why would I ever have that? I'm not going to go to a party where they're giving out free cocaine and actually take it, you know, or they're giving out free cigarettes and I'm going to take it. That's already there. But you want to gradually move things over there that aren't serving you, habits that aren't serving you. So to begin with, some of those things that are really not good for any of us, like eating refined sugars and processed food. I mean, that's not good for anybody, regardless. Some people have a better genetic tendency to be able to withstand the abuse. I mean, look at George Burns and my mother, right? They had similar habits. They smoked too much. They drank too much. He was way worse in partying than she was. He lived to be 92 or something like that, 100. I don't know, something like that. She made it to 56, right? So there's a genetic strength, a constitutional strength that plays in there. But for most of us, we don't even know what that really is. Yeah, I can look at my genes. I can look at my family history and go, there's no old people. Therefore, I better be really careful. But on the other hand, there may be certain things like if I have family members that lived in their 90s and 100s. My husband has an aunt that lived to 104. She just died last year. His mother made it to 90. His father almost made it to 90. Yet he's not like this constitutionally, like, yeah, just keep smoking and drinking. Like, fortunately, none of those guys ever smoked, right? They may have had a problem like my family because they smoked, right? They barely drank the little Manischewitz on the holidays. They would have a little bit of, and that was about it, you know? And so, but their eating habits were atrocious, right? So what was it? My father-in-law was the most gentle, kind person until his wife got Alzheimer's. And then he had no patience, but he had all the patience, right? He just had so much patience. So he didn't have that high stress, you know, super, super personality. So what is it that plays in? We don't know what all those little things are, but we do know what a recipe for disaster is. And we know that there's certain components that your recipe needs to have. Good food, clean water, clean air, good sleep, low stress or manageable, like knowing how to handle the stress. Not so much that God gave you the most blessed life, but that you know how to handle the stress, you have systematic ways to approach it. So all of those things play in. And what goes on the other side of the fence? Like for me, I'm very specific, but there's a couple of things that straddle the fence that I think aren't really bad, but I shouldn't maybe do it so much, like chocolate, raw cacao, no sugar, sweet, but it can be, it feels somewhat addictive to me. Like it feels like, oh, I just want more of that. And that might be a sign that it might belong on the other side of the fence. Do you know what I mean? Like an alcoholic can't really go socially drink a beer, right? So they go crazy, right? So a food addicted person doesn't have the luxury of giving up their addiction completely, right? You can live without wine, you can live without alcohol, you can't live without food, right? So we have to really learn the muscles that we trait and then those games that we play. These are on this side of the fence. This is on this side of the fence. So I'd encourage you to just take a piece of paper later and just draw a picture with the line and then just draw what is on that no way ever side. And then what's on this side that, you know, other than the really good stuff, like what are maybe some of the questionable things based on what you've learned here that are still on the you know, I still do it side. And then just play with them, right? You talk about elimination diet. Okay, you eliminate them. And then you add them back and you see, how do I feel differently? But it's not going to show up in a minute or an hour. It may be like you have to do it consistently for 3-4 days straight. And then you go, oh. And when people say, well, that doesn't, why should I then give it up completely? Because if you can't eat something, if you ate, you know, kale every day or lettuce every day or something that's really good for you and it sits well with you every day for 3-4 days, you're not going to feel awful after 3 or 4 days of it. You're just going to feel the way you feel. Whereas if it's something that creates a little inflammation in your body, which subtly is eating away at some of the nutrients in your body, you do it for 3 or 4 days, you're going to feel it. I discovered an egg allergy that way. Couldn't understand why these headaches were just awful. They came and they went and I couldn't associate them with a specific food until I started to, I don't even remember how I figured this out, but all of a sudden I realized I could eat an egg one day and I didn't feel bad. If I ate another egg the next day or I ate an omelet one day, a lot of eggs, then I felt the headache come on, right? It was the buildup. Does that mean that I shouldn't ever eat eggs? Well, for me, I don't want to eat an egg because I'm thinking, well, what was it doing in my brain, that little bit that had to accumulate? I'm like, I don't even think I want that little bit of eat away at my brain. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. I think too, with elimination diet, what I did when I started reintroducing stuff is that I was okay without eating anything that was on the elimination diet. Like there was nothing that I just loved that I couldn't have on the elimination diet. But when I did start going back and being a bit more lax, I didn't approach it in a way that I could, I should say scientific way. I didn't, like, I should have just introduced one thing and yes, gone for a while and seen how I felt. And I didn't do that. I would just do maybe a small amount of the different things at different times. And I didn't do it the way I should have.
And then things accumulate after a while. So we are going to do that in January. Once I make it through this week, because it's a horrifically busy week this week. But once I make it through the end of this week, I'm going to send out some here. Let's prep for the elimination diet. We're not going to do an elimination diet right in the thick of the holidays, right? But we're going to do it after. And I'm going to give you some prep work and whatever prep work in little forms and trying to help you identify potentials and suspicious food lists and all that. We'll give it to you. And if you do it, you do it. If not, we'll start in January and we'll kind of do it together, right? As best we can. It's never going to be like completely together because everybody's going to be eliminating different things and all that. But it's going to give you guys a framework for that. Elimination diets are tough, but a lot of times people want to use food allergy testing instead. And it's at best 80% accurate, which means you get false negatives and false positives. And they're expensive. And when you take people and you I know several colleagues have done this. Some of my mentors have done this, where you take foods, you take a person and you draw their blood and same day and you send it, split it and send it off to different labs. You get different results. And that's not even a different day to day, right? That's just the same sample. And they actually took it out of the same arm. You know, you're at the phlebotomist and they draw the blood and then they split it and send it off to two labs with different, you know, names, right? That's not, that to me spanks of distrust, right? And I think it's just that it's not that easy to test, right? It's not that easy to test. So how it affects your body is important. Now, I will do those kinds of tests if we've gone through elimination and we're getting really, we're like, what is it? Is there something? It may not be a food allergy though. That's the thing. It could be a sensitivity to a chemical constituent in that food. It could be the oxalates in that food, the salicylates in the food, the histamines, the particular carbohydrates called FODMAPs. It could be any of those. So we're going to try to incorporate that kind of stuff into this elimination as well, right? And I've created a chart that will help you to identify, well, maybe I have all those symptoms. Maybe I do have a sensitivity to these particular chemicals. So it's really hard to have a test. We haven't come up with the Star Trek device yet, right? You hold it up to the person and tells you exactly what's wrong. Maybe someday that will be our reality, but it's not. So I would love one of those. Wouldn't that make life easier? Yeah. All right. So thank you. Who else is here that hasn't spoken? Lou is here. Peggy. Trish. Sandra. Oh, there you are. Yeah, there you are. I was like, yeah, I thought I saw Sandra. Go ahead, Sandra. Your 90 day and what was your 90 day goal and what do you want to celebrate?
Okay, well, I think my 90 day goal was to escort Candida out and work on the basics. So I'm not sure if the Candida left me yet, but I will know soon. But definitely I believe that things are better because, you know, my last test showed, except, you know, the cholesterol and whatever, they seem to be turning good. So, yeah. A big improvement, and that's always fantastic. Yeah. So I would say that I can celebrate that.
Yay.
I also
celebrate. Yay.
Yeah. I also want to celebrate that I'm back at my studio.
Yes.
So that's very, very important. And yeah, many things still make me happy every day.
Awesome. Keep that up. And you know what I want you all to hear what she said. She said, I want to escort the Candida out. She didn't say we're going to kill it, like creating a battleground, creating a stress situation. She said, I want to escort the Candida out. And I love that. I think it's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Awesome. Awesome. Okay. So who else? Anybody else? Who's here? Lou, Peggy. Oh, there, Trish. There we are. Oops, you have to unmute. There you go.
I think I got it now.
Yay.
One of my things is I've been trying to get the gluten out, and I've been about 28 days where I've been steadily knowing that I've gotten the gluten out of my diet. So that's a big thing.
That's huge. Yay. Way to go.
So, and then the other thing was I've been having more fun watching with my nephew. My sister's been visiting, and I have a 14-year-old nephew who has autism. So I've been helping out, watching him and caring for him. And we've been having fun together, like we're doing all crazy type of stuff. So that's been good.
Yes.
It's been hard for me to make things just because of my work schedule. But the other thing too is my mom has been in and out of the hospital about every 2 weeks. So it's been that kind of a thing where the other week I came downstairs and found her with 5 liters of oxygen with a pulse ox of 82.
Ooh.
So it's been a rough kind of since September. We've been going just
COVID, or is this something else?
This is something else. It's been longstanding, and it's just starting to do the slide down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So that's where I've been. And that's one of the reasons why I decided to sign up, because I knew the stress and all the things that have been going on with me. I need to really keep stress under control, watch my sugar, watch, you know, get with the gluten down with the autoimmune and really trying to focus with that.
Awesome. And you're going to be better equipped to be able to care for your mom and your nephew when you're stronger.
Right. So it's been those things, you know, it's like, it's, you know, everybody, you know, with the, so for me, like I was telling them, like the stress has been huge. For me to be able to make a meeting is a big thing because it just helps me pick myself up and be able to participate and see what's going on with others, because it's giving me a whole nother focus too as well.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for taking the time. It's really good. Yay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Let me see. All right. Rich is talking. Rich is being a counselor over there. I will come back to that in a bit. I want to see who else is here. Lou, and I think Lou and Peggy are the only other ones I saw.
Peggy doesn't have a mic, so she said she's just.
Oh. Okay, Peggy.
I'm here. This is Lou.
Hi, Lou.
So hi.
The 90-day goal and your celebration.
I don't even remember what my goal was. I feel like my goal should have been, how many of your programs can I attend? Because it seems like every time I turn around, there's one or two or three programs in a day that we're trying to listen to or participate in.
Which is a good thing. It's a good thing, but it's not, in the sense that right now, because of the holidays, we've squeezed everything in. So we'll go from here to another call. But we've been really working on spreading them out. So everyone has its own like certain time that it's happening. So if you see that, point it out so we can, you know, get on that and I can make sure that that doesn't happen again.
Well, the only conflict was this past week on the Thursday night when you couldn't attend because you were doing an ERC.
Right. Thing. I know. But still. And I was like, oh, when you're doing something with, if I hadn't been doing it with Heather, I would have been I would have done it at a completely different time, or we'd have done it differently. But yeah, that was kind of weird. I wanted to get out of that one, but I didn't want to let you guys down. So I didn't, I just did it. And we didn't get much of a turnout. So that's okay. Yeah. You always have recorded.
But it's like tonight too. I think after this program, you've got another one scheduled.
I've got another. Normally these would be weeks apart, but because I'm doing something for me,
right.
I'm Fridays, this week's my last week. So I'm going to do the Healing Kitchen on Saturday. And then I've got bright red on my calendar. So nobody schedules anything in. Christmas break. So two straight weeks for me with no appointments. Yay.
So yay. And I don't know how you do it, because my hitting as many as I can, I'm just exhausted. So I don't know how you do it, because I know you're doing things in between those.
Oh yeah,
and
various other things. Yeah,
yeah. So that's what I said. I think I don't know what my goal was, but I think I succeeded in my goal of attending as many of your sessions as I could.
Yeah, I've noticed that
to the best of my ability, anyway. to the point that my husband says, "Are you with Dr. Rita Marie again?" And I'm like, go watch your football game. I don't know what we're going to do after football season is over.
Here's the thing I want you guys to realize. Could you bring this up? You have access to all the ERC calls, but then you have all access to all the other calls too. So I don't expect anybody to ever be able to come to all the calls, but it's like, there's always scheduling, right? So if you can come to this call, but not that call, you can get your questions answered and get your support. But I know some of you don't want to miss out on it. It's a FOMO thing, right? Fear of missing out. You don't miss any of it because somebody might say something, you know, brilliant and enlightening.
Right? Well, and a lot of times you're talking to somebody and I pick up a tip what to do, or an exception to the rule, or try this supplement for this particular condition, but be careful if you've got this other condition, you don't want to use this supplement.
Yeah.
So that I wouldn't have thought to ask.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Yeah. That's great. Great.
So anyway.
Good.
Thank you. I was just busy wrapping Christmas presents while I was listening to you. So.
Speaking of Christmas presents, I spent 3 hours yesterday morning in bed, Christmas shopping. on my phone, had my lists of the different people, and I'm like clunk, 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 clunk. And you know, Facebook makes it almost like you're in the mall because they pop these things up in front of you. Oh, I never saw that thing before. I try not to buy them on Facebook because I've tried that kind of stuff and it takes like 4 weeks to come. So then I go, oh, I wonder if Amazon has that and it's Prime and I can have it tomorrow. So I did all this shopping and I, today by, I think it was like 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, it all showed up. I mean, there's a few things still not there, but like 6 boxes showed up from Amazon. That's like, that was the easiest Christmas shopping I ever did. Right. So, you know, there's some blessings here and I usually do a lot of that, but I usually end up going out for a couple of days to try to like see those special things. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to let my fingers do the shopping. So yeah. So I wanted to also say, I saw some of you on the herbal thing on Saturday. I know that was like, that's what my team was like, you're going to invite them to yet another thing? Like, don't they have enough stuff to come to? I said, no, they, you know, if they want to learn herbs, they'll learn it. If they can't come live, they won't. And who was there? A lot of you. Wow. I really enjoyed it.
It was excellent, Dr. Rita Marie.
It was. Thank you.
Yeah. And, amazing.
And one of the beauties is that you record everything. So but there's been many times that I just have to remember what I didn't make and to go back and look at it. But that's the beauty also, even if there's multiple things, there's such a vast amount of information that we are, have privy to that is wonderful.
And I wanted to make the herbal thing practical. That's why we called it practical herbal therapeutics versus when I learned, you know, I learned a lot of stuff and it's like, you're trying to memorize the this and the that and the other thing. And I wanted to actually have you see the stuff, make the stuff, learn how to do it. And I don't know if anybody's looked on the page yet, but I put up the recording from Saturday as the temporary. And then my video editor is there going to split it and put it out there. He should have it in there by the end of today. And then I put up all the bonuses and I put up the assignments for today. I put them in a Word doc so that you can, and it's a PDF so that you can just look at it and go, oh yeah, let me do this and actually play with the herbs, right? I don't think of it as homework. Like you're going to spend, you know, 4 hours at the library. No, you get to go in the kitchen. And I just ordered some new things today that I'm going to try out and see. I may add it to my list. Bamboo extract. Has anybody ever tried bamboo extract or read anything about it? I don't even remember. I have to go back and read my why it's good. Oh, yeah. So for hair and nails, that's why I was thinking about it. So many of you say, oh, my hair, what's happening with my hair? And my nails are breaking and bone, hair, nail, and bone, very high source of silica. So I just ordered it. It's very clean. I just tried it in my smoothie. I don't notice a difference right away. My hair didn't suddenly get thicker within 30 seconds. My nails didn't either. But I think it's, you know, something to play with because it's very high in protein and silica and other minerals. So anyway, that's how I am. I research, I test it on myself, and then I share it if I think it's good. So I'm glad that you enjoyed that. So here's where we go through, okay, what's your goal for the next 90 days? And you may want to take some more time to really sit with it, but off the top of your head, trust your instinct, right? And that's what I wanted to say to Jenny too, when you said that, you got to learn to trust this instinct, right? If I'm reading about something I'm reading, I just get an instinct like, wow, that feels like something that could be good. Let me try it, right? And I do the little sway test thing and said, oh yeah, the bamboo is good. I got some elderberry extract. We're going to talk elderberry anyway. It's part of the immune system thing, but I found it in a powdered extract because elderberries, like a lot of the, when you buy an elderberry syrup, it's got honey or something sweet in it. This is just pure elderberries that have been, you know, extracted, right? They do the, like we did the other day with the, there's some of them are alcohol extracts and some of them are water extracts. So that could be a good thing to like add to some of your smoothies or whatever to give yourself that boost, especially if you've been exposed to somebody that has a viral infection. Fancy that, right? Anyway, so, oh, one last thing, one last find. This was interesting. Lime powder. Have you ever been wanting to make a recipe and you're like, I don't have the time or I don't have lime, I want to squeeze lime powder, right? So it's got all the nutrients that are in the lime that you can just add to, and antioxidant properties to keep it from turning brown. So you can just add it to stuff. I haven't tried it yet, except for throwing it in my smoothie, which I didn't taste at all. but I want to try using that for various sauces and dressings and other things. So I'll let you know how that works out.
Dr. Riri, do they have it in lemon powder as well?
I have a feeling they might. I didn't actually see that, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Are you talking about Z Naturals? Here's the lemon.
It wasn't Z Naturals. There's another company, and I'm going to put it in my reference list there, that I get a stuff from, micro ingredients.
Oh, okay. I got mine, the lemon powder from Z Naturals.
From Z? Oh, good. Great. Good to know. Right.
And I think I also saw that they had a lime powder.
I haven't seen it before. You know, you get caught
they
up.
They change all the time.
And they change, right? They change.
I really like those micro ingredients that you're talking about. It seems like often when I'm searching for something, they'll be the ones that will have an organic version of some sort of extract or powder.
Yep. Yeah. Good stuff. I got that. And then I got quercetin because this time of year. So these are some of the things to put in your, you know, kind of herbal emergency care, right? If somebody gets sick, quercetin, really good for histamines. And if you live in Texas or places like around this time where the cedar comes out and there's a lot of people suffering with that. And if you have seasonal allergies, that helps to bring down the histamines. So quercetin, I got, what else did I get from them? They also had I'll test it out and see what I think. They had a magnesium citrate powder in bulk, and they had a magnesium glycinate powder in bulk. And that way you can just take the amounts. You don't have all the extra capsules, right? And so I'm going to try those out and see how they go. All right. So we'll go around and just, if everybody just don't even think you have to sit down with it for a long time, and you can, but what would, if at the end of 30 days, if I could wave my magic wand, or 90 days, the next 90 days, what do you want to accomplish? And then how can I support you? Like, what's getting in your way? So Catherine.
So my next 90-day goal would be to accomplish my previously set goal.
The other half.
And also to make my way through the blood sugar program.
Okay, cool.
And what's getting in my way, I find great difficulty with implementing the things that I know I need to do. Pain, fatigue, and brain fog, which are my constant complaints, tend to get in the way, where I've got the vegetables, I've got the greens, I've got all this stuff sitting in front of me. I look at it and I go, I don't have the brain power to deal with putting any of them together or doing anything with them. So I'll eat some carrots raw.
Which isn't a bad thing. I was just going to ask you, what do you do instead, right? You're not going and getting a Snickers bar instead.
Right. I don't keep them in the house. And I have gotten there's like a meal service that I've subscribed
to. Yeah, so I was just going to suggest.
So I at least get one good meal a day that's like fully, so it's local chefs. I can make it, it's Whole 30 compliant, and I have no grains, no gluten, no dairy, no soy.
Nice.
And it's delivered fresh to me twice a week. So. Nice. I'm getting that, but I'm not getting the greens in.
The greens.
Yeah, so I'm having difficulty with implementing that. So I've got some green powders.
Yeah.
But I'm still finding it a challenge because I look at the stuff and I go, what do I do? And it, where the brain just, I have difficulty following even simple recipes these days.
Okay. So what if you didn't have to follow a recipe, if you could just throw stuff together in your blender and turn it on? Would that help?
That would help a lot, but knowing what to throw together.
Okay. I'm going to give you a general guideline.
Cool.
Do you do protein powders at all?
Yes.
Okay. So you take your blender, you throw some protein powder in, you take whatever greens you have and whatever you feel like eating, or you do what I do, which is this one good for me? Is this one good? You know, and just pick out three, like, or one even. So start simple. You throw some protein powder in, you throw one of your green powders in, you blend it up, you see what it tastes like. If the green powder didn't have anything else in it, it's probably going to taste kind of, but if the protein powder had a little stevia or vanilla or whatever, it's going to be okay. And then you sweeten it with something, right? Or you make it savory if you prefer, right? The first time I ever got, Sun Warrior came out with a new protein powder and it was plain, just natural, no flavor at all. And I threw it in the, and I'm like, wow, this could be. And I just like grabbed some tomatoes and arugula and threw it together, blended it up, threw some, a little bit of salt and some seasoning. And I had this beautiful soup in like 30 seconds, right? So think outside the box with that, like, what flavor? Do you like Italian seasoning? Today I'm in the mood for Italian. So I'm going to throw these things together and I'm going to throw in there. And you need some fat in there, throw in an avocado, right? Or half an avocado, right? And so just throw it together. Feel free to just throw it together.
Okay.
Yeah. You can't, it's really hard to go wrong.
Cool.
Yeah.
I will play with that and just
My secret is that's what I do. I don't make recipes. I made recipes during the fasting while feasting because I was like, that was there and I wanted to make sure I was within the calories. But typically, like after that, like yesterday, I just throw stuff together. Salad, throw stuff on a plate. What do I have? Raw carrots, olives, throw it on a plate. What can I make it put on for a dressing? Well, sometimes it's just sauerkraut because it's got a flavor to it. It's moist, right? Yesterday, I put a little tiny squirt of flax oil and some Parma cheese on top. And then I had this salad that was so filling, I couldn't finish it. And it was filling like until this morning. So yeah, give yourself permission to not make recipes. Like do the anti-recipe thing for a while. Okay.
Cool. I will try that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wheaton. Dr. Rita Marie. Oh, sorry.
Yes. Yes. Who is that?
That was Lynn. That's Lynn.
Oh, hi, Lynn.
I've been driving. I had such a full day out, and but I wanted to catch some of this. Is it okay that I ask a question?
Not yet.
Okay.
You haven't yet. What you can do, though, is share.
Okay.
You can share what your 90-day goal was and a celebration based on that.
Okay. I guess, one of my 90-day goals I didn't do that well with, but
okay, well,
it was
there one that you did do well. So here's what we're looking at. One of the things that we all tend to do is here's my goal, here's where I started, and I got this far, so I didn't do well. Right? Yeah. I want you to celebrate how far you came. So what's the goal where you made progress on that you want to celebrate the progress?
Right. I think for me, it's just my consistency that I've been really good with my self-care. Today, I had like a deliriously happy day. I mean, in the morning, I felt like overwhelming joy. And I started this outdoor fitness, which I've heard about before, but I thought, hell no, I'm not waking up at 4:45 in the morning to be there for 5:20 or whatever, right? And it starts at 5:30. And I decided, you know what, I'm going to do that because I really miss the gym. And even though I have the beach, I kind of wanted to also take my mom. So here I am taking my mom with Alzheimer's. And we just started, but I went this morning on my own. And oh my God, Dr. Rita Marie, it was just so amazing. You know, it's forcing me to go to sleep earlier. And and that's a big thing, actually. I am finally going to sleep earlier. Yesterday was 9:30 PM. But it's like around 10 o'clock, latest 10:30. And I'm really happy about that. And it's just so beautiful to be there setting up and doing the exercise at 5:30 in the morning to 6:15.
Sunrise, right?
Oh my God. And then I came home. I did a little bit of work just to organize my day. And then I went to the beach. And now for Bahamians, it's very cold. For us, it's very cold because the water's probably about 70 degrees. And that's pretty cold for us when it's usually 84, you know? But I went for a dive in the water and I just felt so much joy. It was fantastic.
So you have a lot to celebrate. So I want all of us, so let's give Lynn for her self-care, for doing the fitness program, and for jumping in that water when it was so cold because I went in that water. Yay. Thank you. So what we're doing, Lynn, is we're going around in the same order we did before for the celebrations and just letting everybody say, okay, what's your next 90-day goal? And then how can we support you to get there? So Wheaton is about to share.
I'm sorry?
Wheaton is about to share.
Okay, great. I'm still unpacking stuff from the car, so I'll be with you guys as well as I can be.
Great. Thank you.
My goal for the next 90 days is to do a 4 to 6 week diet with a low FODMAP and oxalates.
Okay.
And keep working on my photography work.
All right.
Will that work with the elimination diet that you were going to propose to us for January?
Yeah, because you are going to, those are, you've already identified two things that you're going to be eliminated, two groups of foods that you're going to eliminate, right?
Yeah. Well, there we go. Okay. Okay.
Good. All right. Anything you need in particular for support?
For that, no. Well, we'll find out. At the moment, I think I'm good.
Okay, good. And we are talking tomorrow, right? I think it's tomorrow or this week sometime. No?
I don't
got other people. I think it's Peggy I'm talking to.
Yeah, I don't think it's
Gina. No, I don't know. I'm talking to a bunch of people this week. So Gina, you know, well, I just wanted to say, Gina, I wrote back to you a couple of times because you had written and saying, can I get it earlier? And I don't know if you're getting my messages. You're not.
I got it today. I got your email just today and you said 17th, this Thursday is the one that you're opening. That's the only one I got. So
interesting. So you got the one from my personal ID. You may be like Peggy, where her, my regular ID, my Dr. Rita Marie ID was blocked and we had to write, and hers finally got straightened out. So we may have Scott talk to your, I'll find out from him if he can send you messages, but he spoke to somebody at her ISP and they straightened it out. So we might be able to do that. But I'm like, she mustn't see this. I keep writing back. She mustn't be seeing these. And finally I said, I'm just going to write you from my personal.
Yeah, I never did get them, Dr. Rita, so I've been waiting.
Okay, because I had given you several dates and then those passed and then I gave you several more dates and then this, I said, this is the only one left. And if that works, I'll put you on the calendar. No,
it doesn't work that Thursday. I just wrote you back today.
Okay, well, we'll meet on the 5th after the first of the year, because I really have, my tendency as a giver is like, oh, I'll just see you next week, even though it's like I have to respect that boundary, right? I promised the kids, I promised myself, and I just have to respect that boundary. So we'll see on the 5th.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah,
thank you. All right, so Rob, what's your next 90-day goal?
I'm gonna continue with the meal prep, of course, but I wanna add, remove a lot of toxins, which means I'm gonna get an air filter, a water filter, and I'm gonna go through, replace all my toxic products in my bathroom and hopefully kitchen.
Awesome.
So tox.
Love it.
That'll be it.
Great. Thank you. So I've just looked and we're getting close to time. So we're going to just like go through this as quickly as possible. And on the next call, like if you come on the call after this, you're welcome to share what your questions and what, you know, things are holding you back. Rich.
Okay, I'm going to continue with gaining the weight mass. So I was actually reached 145, so I'm going to bump it up to 150, which I think is realistic by March 15th. And I think the way that I'm also going to do that is by increasing my minimum times I get to the club. I'm going to say minimum 3 times a week, where in the past I've just been getting out there once and doing some home exercises to get my weight up. So
great.
Going to the gym more often. Going to bump it to 150 and then get in more meals per day.
Awesome. Awesome. Great, Rich. Gina.
Okay. Meet with Dr. Rita Marie this next quarter and get all of my lab review done, my genes review done, and my all the other stuff that I wanted to talk to you about. So I feel like I've moved over here.
Yeah.
Regarding my health. Awesome. And I want to start implementing the things I've learned regarding the herbs. So I bought some herbs, Dr. Rita, and I wasn't sure what this is. It's a Korean.
Whoa. I wasn't sure
if this is astragalus or
astragalus.
Is that what this is?
No, I mean, it looks like astragalus. I've never seen it looking like that. Maybe it's Korean astragalus. Astragalus does have that long kind of flat type of thing, but the things coming off of it look kind of weird. So yeah, maybe it's astragalus, a special kind of astragalus.
Okay, I got a bunch in the bag and it has some names and I didn't know which one is which. So this is a different root. And so I was just gonna start boiling each one differently.
Yes, I don't recognize that one in your hand. Oh, that might be Oregon grape.
The one on the left?
The one on the left. The one, no, the other one. that one. Oh, yeah, I don't know. It's hard to tell from this angle. But
and then I got this one too in the bag. So there's quite a bit.
And they didn't say when you bought them what they were? You
just well, they're all in the bag. It's not just astragalus.
Yeah, that first one was probably astragalus.
Okay, this one. And then ogapi. And then there's J-U-J-U-B-E. How do you say that?
Oh, jujube. That's that brown one that you held up. It's kind of like a date, but it's not so sweet. No, the other one. The oval shape. Yeah, that's a jujube. It's like a date, but it's not as sweet. Whoops, I don't hear you now.
Mulberry, something bombite, something mulberry, Morris. And then there's a Korean name, Changgong. I don't know what this is. There's a bunch of these.
Well, look them up, like do an internet search so you know what they are, what they mean, and then just do the process I taught you on the weekend to just boil up one of them and try it out and just sit with it and see what it feels like in your body. Okay. As long as, you know, read it and make sure there's no contraindications, like people with a thyroid problem should never take this or something like that.
Okay. And then the other thing I wanted to do is the fasting more. I did the fasting for 5 days. I was so happy I did that. I was successfully able to get all of my foods and the metrics or the measurements. Awesome. I just wanted to share quickly. On Wednesday, on the third day, I woke up sweating. My sugar level dropped down to 57. And no. I was like hypoglycemic. I was shaking. And I managed to prick myself and found out it was 57. Yeah. And then I quickly drank some smoothie, which I had, and soup right. to get my blood sugar up.
Yeah, it's probably, you know, the day three is when there's a transition from sugar burning to fat burning. And if the sugar drops, but the ketones haven't come up, you're like running on empty, right? And that's when you have those symptoms. 57 is great if your ketones were 3, right?
It was high. It was 4.2.
Oh, it was. So still hadn't shifted. Your metabolism hadn't shifted. Yeah, so you did the right thing. You did the right thing.
Okay, so then the next day I tried again and it was fine. It was like back to normal on day, you know, as if it was day one and day two. Yeah. So day 4 and 5, back to the normal reading, the regular.
Yeah, your goal would be to get to those levels that you got and feel good.
Okay.
Right, and that everybody's a little different in how long it takes to shift that way. So you did the right thing to slow that down. Yeah. Got and it. Next time you try it again and you see what happens.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. So, great. Thank you. Day 3 is usually the hardest day of a fast. When I would do water fasting before I started doing it a lot last year, whenever I do it by day 2 or 3, I'd wake up like that shivering and shaky. And I would have to have something like grapefruit juice or something to get myself back. Cause it just was crazy. And I'd be in hot sweats and the whole bit. Mm-hmm. But now that doesn't happen anymore. So your body gets used to it.
Okay? Got it. Okay, yeah. Sounds good.
Thank All right, you. Sandra, what's yours?
Mine is, to continue what I'm doing, I still have an appointment with you from last year. So hopefully I will be able to do this in Great. The next.
Yeah, get on the calendar. Days. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I'm waiting for all my tests to come back.
Okay.
All right. You will be seeing me.
I'll see you soon.
All right.
Thank you. CJ, see if we can get you all in 10 minutes.
All right. So my next goal will be to get through the grand program that Patty and I are starting. And then I believe the next thing, if things don't pop up, but after that will be the sweet spot.
Great.
And I have one question, one quick question. For if one does limits their eating like to 8 hours, and so in essence, you're fasting 16 hours, are those is this other fast something that one should do?
Well, we actually combined both of them. We combined the intermittent fasting with this fasting while feasting. So a lot of people were eating their restricted calorie, you know, macronutrients right within a very restricted window. So they do work well, but you have to figure out what works best for you. When the studies on intermittent fasting are different than the studies on this fasting mimicking, because it actually results in things similar health benefits as actual fasting. So just sit with it and see which way, if you want to try it. It's actually easier than water fasting, obviously.
Yes, yes, I understand. I just didn't know whether if one did frequently do the that 16-8 hour, yeah, if that would still, it would still be beneficial to do your mimicking.
Because that's me. I've been doing 16-8 kind of thing most of the time for years. And I just, yeah, I just pop in and do it. So
okay.
Yeah.
And remind me once again, if I don't need to lose weight, the value of that.
Affecting your blood sugar levels, balancing your growth hormone levels, balancing your immune markers, lots of other things.
But does the benefits of that last? I mean, past the days you're doing it? So yeah. This should change things, your metabolic metabolism.
As long as you don't go back to eating, you know, candy bars and Mars bars and Coke, you know. Yeah, it does. It does. It's cumulative.
Okay. Right. So, because I think one of the things that's causing me some a puzzlement is that I do eat well every day, and I do eat well in a limited period of time. And so I don't know how far I should push myself if I'm doing the healthy eating and the intermittent fasting.
Yeah, so it's something you have to decide. You can have a chat with Patty to see what she thinks. You can do your nutrients in chronometer and see, but maybe not. I mean, what's your weight and your height at this point that you don't?
Well, my body mass index, the doctor said, was low. She didn't want me to lose any weight. I'm 130. I'm probably under 138, and I'm 5'7".
That's not in a scary zone. So it's up to you.
No, yeah. It's not scary.
Now, if you said you were 5'7" and 115 pounds, then I'd be concerned that.
Right.
Right. Right.
But right. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Right.
Thank you.
Okay. Jenny. Goal.
My goal is to come up with my own organizational plan that keeps me more in touch and feel like I'm moving forward with the ERC program.
Perfect. Thank you. Denise.
I think for me, I'm going to go back through like the pillars, the freedom pillars, and go and just try to work through some of the ones that I need.
Okay.
Fun.
Is there a particular health goal that you want to achieve by doing that?
Well, I want a particular health goal.
Is it energy? Is it?
I think it's energy. I think, yeah, because lately things have been a little bit crazy, but I think on the whole, it's energy and it's just feeling balanced.
Powered and balanced. Okay, super. Yeah. Thank you. Rachel, if we can do this, 4 more minutes.
So I need to really work on getting more sleep. That's the biggest thing for me. And I want to work on focusing on the sweet spot right now.
Okay, great. And Trish.
Mine would be restart the transforming stress. I need to work on that. Also too, getting all my labs together and getting my blood work done so I can meet with my coaches and get that going.
Great, perfect, thank you. And Lou, are you still there? No. Okay. And looks like Nancy.
I'm here. I just had to unmute. Okay. I have not done an elimination diet. So I am looking forward to that in January. So that's sort of my main goal, is trying to figure out what I really am sensitive to. Perfect. Or should totally stay away from.
Great. All right. So Nancy, you just came in a little while ago and you missed the beginning. And now I have 4 minutes left.
Yeah, I know. I guess my reminder said 5:30 to 7. So I'm still having trouble with the Eastern versus Central time. So sorry about that.
Your device set to Eastern?
What was that?
Is your device set to the Eastern time zone still?
I don't think so. I think, no, it's not. I think it was something to do with the program, you know, that I was in Florida, and it's going to happen. Now I'll go back to Florida, so then I'll be okay again.
Okay.
So it just never has switched. And sometimes I catch it and sometimes I don't. Today I didn't catch it. I planned on 5:30.
So what we were doing is talked about, like, if we could do this in 2 minutes, 3 minutes, what was your 90-day goal? Celebration of getting there, how far you got to it, and then what's your next 90-day goal?
Okay. Well, I think I'm feeling better in general, and I'm, you know, starting to get on more of a routine. But in the coming months, I'll have some alone time after Christmas, and I just want to, you know, relook at the program. I have to have my new lab test done. And I want to review supplements and just get on even a better schedule, although I feel like I have made progress.
Awesome. Okay.
Thank you.
Super. Thank you. Thank you. And Lynn, are you still there? You have one. You had a question. If you have a question, come back in for the next call. It starts in 3 minutes. Oh, we have 3 minutes left. Wow. We did that quick. Nancy, you're a surprise for that. And Lynn looks like she is not there anymore. All right. So guys, thank you. This was very helpful. If you still have like questions.
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. You've got.
I'm here, Dr. Rita Marie.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. I have a call to be on at 7 p.m. Okay. Okay. Actually a more important question because I already typed what I was going to my 90-day.
Oh, okay. Good.
Goal. Where do I get the thyroid care from? Can I get it on your site?
RestorativeFormulations.com.
I already texted my goals.
RestorativeFormulations.com.
Restorative.
And then you have
okay.
My code, which I'm going to type in. And then,
oh boy. Okay. All right.
Yeah. You're, so you basically say,
okay, start, let me, I'm walking and putting stuff, groceries.
All right. Well, this, the, we usually put the text with it.
Say that again.
We usually put the texts with it. So, you know, copy paste it, or then, you know, look at the text when the recording comes back. Okay. So that's basically, you go there, you say, create a new account. They'll say, who's your practitioner? What's their code? You put that number in and then you can order it. Okay.
Okay, so I'm sitting down now. Can you just tell me the code?
512-349-9677.
677. 512-349-9677. What did you call it?
Restorative formulations.
Formulations, great.
Okay.
And create an account and put and say your name and the code.
Yep, exactly.
Thank you very much.
They may not even ask my name. They may just ask for my code. So
great. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you, everybody, for this. This was really great to catch up with you. And I'll see you, some of you, in a few minutes. And if not, if I don't see you before Christmas, and Hanukkah is happening now, if I don't see you before all that, then happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa. We do solstice and Yule, and we just... Like candles for any opportunity we get the opportunity to light candles. So thank you so much, everybody. It's been
thank you.
Bye-bye.